Filmchit.
Flamkled.
Firm rat.
Filmkrupp.
Filmcharp.
Film chat.
More than 7 million businesses around the world use Film Chat to hear better news, reviews, and opinions, and deliver high fives.
Film Chat. Hear better movie talk.
Very nice.
I use Film Chat.
You do?
Yeah, it's okay.
Previously on Film Chat.
We haven't got a Marshall McLuhan. What we're doing?
Something so dense, light cannot escape it.
Yeah. You're a pervert, Craig. I don't want nothing to do with you.
Maybe. Doesn't even sound like a podcast.
Maybe. Okay.
With QPRS London, it's Film Chat. One pair of nerds telling you what they think each week. I'm Sarah Koenig.
Hello,
and welcome to Film Chat.
And welcome to Film Chat.
A podcast all about a group of cocky men with guns, plus one normal woman.
A podcast all about two best friends who want to have their wedding at the New York Plaza.
Early on, we are captured on a planet Mongo, and Danny is taken to the evil Emperor's bedchambers.
Where I reunite with my sister Chun-Lin and help her on her quest to recover the Imperial Seal of China, which was stolen by the evil Lord Rathbone.
Who pair up to take on an evil billionaire bent on destroying humanity by creating a new Ice Age. Oh, you'll have to excuse me. That's the plot of the 1995 film Theodore Rex.
This is actually a podcast where we talk about and review films. I'm Danny Moran. Joining me is my favourite person, Sam Foster.
So sweet of you.
Oh, you know. Plus a 45-minute reenactment of the Steps of Odessa sequence from Battleship Potemkin, and my rendition of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, which Katie assures me will both make the final cut. That and a little else.
Brilliant. And a 45-minute discussion on whether Danny is a shower or a grower, which Katie has sworn to me will make the final edit. Lads!
Films, lots of films. These good films, bad films, fun films, sad films, films we love, weird films, Lars von Trier films, old films, new films, some John Woo films, films that star Peter Finch, films by David Lynch, films short films, 6 hours long, we've got films up to your gills with films, 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 movies. Are you feeling comfortable? Film Chat has begun.
What are we doing here? This place smells like balls.
Go away, it smells fine in here.
You're hanging out with losers. They're holding you back.
That's not fair, I really like Sam and Katie.
Forget those motherfuckers. You are the original man. It's time to make a comeback.
I'm not sure what you're on about.
Start a new podcast by yourself. Call it Word Man.
What does that even mean? It sounds even worse than Film Chat.
I think it's a great name. It's because you're a man who is good with words.
Go away, fuck off, okay?
Oh, hey man, sorry I'm late.
No worries.
Are you alright?
Yeah,
seem a little bit agitated?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
A little bit of news. Woody Allen, a friend of the show, mm-hmm. has announced casting for his new film. His next film is called An Irrational Man, which is Joaquin Phoenix and Emma Stone. And he's now announced another film that's untitled until probably 2 weeks before it gets released. And Jesse Eisenberg, Kay Stew, Kristen Stewart, and Bruce Willis have been cast in it.
Yeah, wow.
Very exciting. So I figured, you know, if he's a friend of the show, just give him a call, ask him about it.
Yeah,
why talk about it?
Yeah, we should hear what he thinks.
Get the old phone out, press dial
Woody.
Woody.
You got your Woody button on there.
Just going to press it now. Hello, Woody, you there? Woody?
Hello, is that, that's Danny, right? I recognised your voice immediately, it's very distinctive.
Oh, thanks, Woody. I'm just wondering about this new film, Bruce Willis. Never worked with him before. How'd that come about?
Well, I bumped into Bruce Willis when I was picking up lunch yesterday, and I said to him, Hello, Bruce. I loved your work in G.I. Joe Retaliation, which I thought was one of the best films of the last 10 years. And, you know, would you like to be in my next movie, which I just started writing this morning and I'm almost done.
Okay, so what kind of role will Bruce be playing? This is Sam, by the way. I didn't introduce myself, but I'm here as well.
Well, I've never written a film with a very prominent bald character. And my movies have also tended to shy away from characters who work out a lot. You know, they tend to be about, like, hairier, skinnier men. And so I was really looking for a departure this time. And Bruce fits perfectly. He plays them. Gets sent to prison in Folsom for the attempted murder of Jay Leno. And, you know, he's been wrongly accused because he has an excellent relationship with Jay Leno. And he's got to find his way out of prison by any means necessary, you know. And Jesse Eisenberg plays, I'm hoping he'll play one of the prison guards. You know, he might prefer a different role. I'm not really sure. And Kristen Stewart will be playing the lover of the two other male characters. She kind of flits between them, you know.
Wow, okay, cool. And you're doing this as well as the Amazon TV show? Is that still going ahead?
Absolutely, and I'm also planning to sign another television show deal with Netflix, but that one hasn't quite gotten through. I mean, I still don't have any ideas whatsoever, but I have a tendency of meeting my deadline, so I'm not too worried about that.
So, you've completed your latest movie, Irrational Man. That's coming out soon. Are you excited to see what people think about that?
Not really, actually. Like, once I finish working on my films, I really forget about them almost immediately, and I do the barest amount of press conceivable, and then I just start writing the next one. So that'll come out in some, you know, and then that'll be that, you know. Anyway, I'm really sorry, fellas. It's been a pleasure talking to you as it was before, but the Knicks are down 6 points in the final quarter, and it's become absolutely thrilling, so I've really got to concentrate on that. But have a wonderful time doing whatever it is you're doing right now, and I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Bye, Woody.
Bye. Hung up.
Hung up again.
Somebody's dead. There's blood everywhere. Her head's in the garden. Her body's up the stairs. Roof is on the scene. He doesn't look happy. It's only 6:15. He hasn't had his coffee. Who could have done this? It might be the plumber. He talks to the plumber. It's definitely the plumber. How can we catch him without any facts? When he kills again, we'll catch him in the act. He does kill again. They don't quite catch him. Third time's a charm. They send a plumber packing. Luther saves a day. He's still not happy. He's got a lot of problems. Crime is depressing. Luther. Luther! John Luther. Luther! Luther.
No, what you mean, Ian? Help me out. I'm lost. I'm just lost.
John Luther.
So, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Is it Episode 7?
Yes.
9?
Wait, 7, yes.
Yeah, 7.
Star Wars, is it?
Star Trek Episode 2, Wrath of the Force. The trailer's coming out this Friday.
Yeah.
However, we have got the exclusive audio.
Yeah. I got a phone call from J.J. Abrams yesterday.
Yeah.
He said he read one of our tweets and he loved it. And he sent me the original cut of the trailer for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, to me alone. So, and we're going to play you a bit of the audio.
There is great forcefulness in you, young one. Great forcefulness.
Do you mean the Force? Could I become a Jedi?
No.
Don't you get it, kid? I'm out of the game. I swore I'd never touch a blaster again until I could point it at the bastard who killed Chewie.
Is that you, Chewie? Where's my wife? Or where's my family?
Pew, pew! Pew, pew, pew!
Where is my bright ship?
It's been stolen, sir, by Han Solo.
I will feast on his great beard!
The Force, it's awakening!
Wow.
Whoa, oh,
my God, Jesus!
I know.
I'm so excited.
I actually didn't, I mean, even though JJ sent it to me, I didn't even watch it until just now because I was saving it for my live reaction, which is wow.
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 Hey, Britain. I've been in your shitty country a long time. Since this morning, in fact. I know I'm not the only one who wants to close his eyes and pretend he's someplace less fucking depressing. So why not be like Bacon and forget your troubles with the latest super informative, ultra fun podcast, Film Chat, hosted by two classic blokes, Danny Moran and Sam Foster. It reminds me of being in the film Tremors 24 years ago. Film Chat, Saturday afternoons on Facebook, SoundCloud, and now on iTunes. As you Brits might say, it's a right stonking great lark.
So Garfield's out, and you know, the part needs to be recast fairly soon. So I'm, you know, I know a lot about films, know a lot about actors. I'm pretty much a casting agent. Yeah. No one's hired me yet, but my instincts are impeccable.
What better man to suggest?
Okay, so I'm going to fire up. I've got three really good suggestions. They're all solid gold, but I just want your feedback on them. Number one, Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis?
Right, okay.
Well, will he be just mocapping, or will he be...
Well, here's my logic, okay? He's played men before.
Yeah. Right?
He's played animals before. Admittedly, most of them were primates. He could play a spider or a man.
That's true.
So, Spider-Man...
Yeah,
a lot of visual effects experience. He's got his own studio. Mm-hmm. Can do the accent. The one drawback is that he's 50 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sort of looks like a kind of weathered sea captain.
Okay. Option number two, Juliette Binoche.
Juliette Binoche.
Yeah.
Wow.
Indisputably a brilliant actress.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Has blockbuster fare. She was in Godzilla most recently. She was in Krzysztof Kozlowski's Three Colors trilogy, so she's used to multi-film contracts.
Mm-hmm. And the colors blue and red.
But I think the real question is, is the world ready to see Peter Parker being played by a 50-year-old French woman?
I don't know. I mean, Marvel take risks, don't they?
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
And also, okay, my third and my personal pick is Sir Christopher Lee.
Wow, yeah.
You know, he's worked on the Star Wars films, Lord of the Rings films.
He's got fantasy experience.
Exactly. Very experienced actor. He's got over 200 credits. The one slight drawback is that he's 92 years old. Apparently they're looking to cast someone who could play sort of 16 to 17. It's funny how old he is.
Oh, man. He's so old. Maybe I'm just a bit tired, I don't know. I'm really used to tears by the number 92. He's got to be one of the few working professionals in any industry whatsoever. Who is 92 years old. Just incredible. We just watched him in The Hobbit, just like literally in a sword fight. It's remarkably resilient. I didn't see why he shouldn't be Spider-Man.
Oh shit. Here we go. Mockingjay. Part 1. With me, Demo, mocking the Jays. Here I go. Jay-Z, I've got 99 problems with you. 95 of them are your music, 4 of them are your stupid face. Jay Leno, I want you to go back to The Late Show, but The Late Late Show. The latest show possible. A show so late, we're all dead by the time you're on it. You talentless, huge-jawed fool. JJ Abrams. You know you're supposed to point the lights at the actors, not the cameras? Yeah, yeah, maybe work on that, you one-trick pony hack. JK Rowling. The end of Deathly Hallows, I'm still pissed off. The epilogue, why did Ron end up with Hermione? Ugh. You know you're in that movie How to Train Your Dragon? Well, why don't you train yourself to act a bit better? Jay from Serial. You did it. You killed Hayley. And I'm gonna find you. And I'm gonna prosecute you. Mocking the Jays. Mocking Jay. I'm out.
So it's the BAFTAs on Sunday, which I may live tweet. I don't know. It could happen. And they're being hosted by Stephen Fry again, the world's favourite man. Everyone loves him. He's absolutely hilarious. And he is probably the most obsequious person in the world.
Yeah.
Like, his approach to hosting is just to deliver these weird Baroque, like, praises to every single person.
With about 9 adjectives attached to each.
Yeah, he's like the ultimate lovey. And the thing that the one we always remember is him introducing Helena Bonham Carter and saying something like,
Some people say the world's going to hell in a handcart, but I say it's going to hell in a bottom carter.
Stevens has made a joke.
Yeah.
He made a really laboured pun. It's a bit annoying, but we have been trying to think of lines for him.
Yeah, so I don't know if he listens, but Stephen, feel free to use this. Here's one that was inspired from that Helena Bonham Carter line. My mother always told me it was rude to startle a goose, but I think it's about time we rustled a crow. It's Russell Crowe!
I've got one. Many people have done great things for Hollywood, but no one has truly done more than Julianne Moore!
He's no lion, but he certainly has a red mane. It's Eddie Redmayne.
Bit labored now.
Brilliant. You think that's labored? How about this one? He used to crave beans. Now he acts as a hinged opening in an aviary. That's right. It's everyone's favorite bean addict cum bird hatch, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, well done, sir.
Thank you.
And finally, my criminally young husband is constantly telling me, you only live once, or as he puts it, YOLO. YOLO, YOLO, Stephen, he cries from his beautifully formed cavernous mouth. But I say, less YOLO, more David Olilobo. It's God. David. So I mangled his pronunciation.
No, that was coming out right.
But I say, less YOLO, more David O'Yellowo. It's David O'Yellowo.
Fantastic.
You gonna edit that together, seamlessly?
Maybe.
Maybe. Danny, if you play your cards right.
Were you left home alone this winter? Did you get scrooged over in business? Perhaps you thought you were in love. Actually, it was a nightmare before Christmas. Well, just forget about those gremlins, baby. You trade your places with a happier guy. Pop a film chat on, let your blues die hard, and you realize it's a wonderful life.
Okay, man, episode 10.
Right, it's quite a milestone.
Yeah,
it? It's quite a big
but don't
one.
Worry, man. Just relax, enjoy it, have fun with it.
You know I don't like doing these intros.
Man, you're going to be great.
Okay,
just
thanks.
Enjoy it, relax, deep okay. breaths. Here we go.
On this week's Film Chat, I'll be looking at heavily awards-nominated drama Foxcatcher.
Oh, not quite my tempo.
All right, sorry.
It's all good. Here we go. 5, 6, 7.
On this week's Film Chat, I'll be looking at...
You're rushing.
Okay, yeah, you're
rushing. Here we go.
Okay. On this...
Are you ready?
Yep.
5, 6, and...
On this week's Film Chat...
You're dragging.
On this...
No! Wait for my cue.
Okay. On this week's Film Chat, I'll be looking at heavily awards-nominated...
Rushing. 5, 6, and...
On this week's Film Chat, I'll be looking at heavily awards-nominated drama Foxcatcher while Danny checks out Reese Witherspoon's comeback turn in Wild.
Why do you think I just held a chair at your head, Foster?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
Bit of the tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
5, 6, 7...
In 4, damn it! Look at me!
Oh, sorry. 1, 2, 3... Ah! 1, 2, 3... Oh! Ow!
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
Rushing, I guess.
So you do know the difference!
Oh, I guess
if you dare to sabotage my podcast, I will fuck you like a pig! Now, are you a rusher or are you a dragger? Are you going to be on my fucking time?
I'm going to be on your time.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to hear.
Oh, thank God.
Let's start the show.
Okay.
I just saw a film, and I thought it was the best.
Okay, why don't we find out if it passed the Bechdel test? Step 1. Does it have at least 2 female characters with names?
There's a zookeeper called Sandra, and a vet who's called Elaine.
Step 2. Do the ladies meet, and do they have a conversation?
At the climax of Act 2, they cross paths at a train station.
Step 3. Do they talk about a topic other than a man?
Sandra's apes were vaccinated, but it didn't go to plan. Now the animals all have rabies, Sandra says, please, if you can, don't catch the train. I need your help, Elaine. My zoo is overrun.
That sounds exciting, but a simple yes or no would have done. That film passed the test, but over 1 in 2 do not. Lots of Sandras and Elaines are stuffed with parts that aren't so hot. And though the Bechdel test does not prove if the film is feminist, the bigger picture's clear that round independent female characters are often sorely missed.
Breaking film chat news. We just had a little break. We've eaten some pizza and Danny's had an incredible realisation.
Well, there's a new Will Smith movie out this end of the week called Focus, where he plays a sexy con man. It's like Hitch meets The Sting. And in it, there's a bit in the trailer where he says there are two kinds of people, hammers and nails, which is obviously a reference to El Conde Pasa by Simon and Garfunkel. Here's Will Smith saying that line now.
There's two kinds of people in this world. There's hammers and nails.
And here's Simon and Garfunkel singing that line now.
I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would.
So I was like, maybe Will Smith's a big Simon and Garfunkel fan.
Yeah, maybe he's always trying to get Simon and Garfunkel references into his movies.
He played a boxer. There's a Simon and Garfunkel song called The Boxer. Listen to it.
Great.
And he played Ali.
Yeah.
Right? There's that the Simon Garfunkel's only living boy in New York. He was the only living man in I Am Legend.
In New York.
In New York.
Yeah. That's it.
Keep the customer satisfied is like the ethos of Hitch.
Is this all from that one album? It's a big Isn't his character in iRobot called Mrs. Robinson?
It's also true.
We're still working on the theory.
I am a rock. he was an iRobot.
Yeah, I am a robot. I am a rock. There's no connection, unfortunately. Struggling a little bit.
The theory's drying up a little bit.
The 59th Street Bridge song. Well, Cloudy. Homeward Bound.
Yeah, I was trying to. Yeah. Is there any movie where he's like going home?
Enemy of the State?
Is that what he's trying to do?
He's trying to get to his family-ish.
In Enemy of the State, he's trying to get to his family, which is exactly like the Simon Garfunkel song Homeward Bound. It's undeniable.
He's not like a juvenile taxi. He's not like a baby driver or anything.
He's not like some kind of baby baby driver of some kind. Plays a child vehicle operator in a film. That... Well, he certainly has driven cars in films.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
No, there's more. There's more.
America.
What about it?
Many of Will Smith's films are set in America, and America is a brilliant song by Simon and Garfunkel.
Save the Life of My Child? Isn't that like all just...
Save the life of my child.
In Independence Day, he's got a kid.
It's not his kid.
Oh, and The Pursuit of Happiness.
He's got a child in that, and he's trying to look after him, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, I mean... It's undeniable, isn't it?
I've really caught onto something here.
Yeah, you have. Absolutely.
Will Smith loves Simon and Garfunkel.
Omelette, omelette, wish the Alfie was my dad. Curly hair, fancy watch, brain located in my crotch. I'm a bloke, tell I'm rolling sexist jokes. Like my lager, extra strength, keep my pubes at perfect length.
This is Bond having a conversation with Madeline Swan.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Swan. I'm just making a coffee. Would you like one? How do you take it, Swan? Black Swan?
How do you take it, Swan? Black Swan? Like that?
Yes, precisely.
Okay. I'm sure that dialogue will appear in the film. Brilliant. So the other thing that hasn't been announced, or the one, you know, what they haven't announced yet about the movie, is the theme song. What's the theme song going to be? The last one was such a big hit.
Yeah.
And so it might be a little premature of me, but I have done my own theme song for Spectre, and I'm going to be sending it to the producers of the film, and I'm going to be hoping they'll use it. I mean, the tune is already associated with quite a famous children's cartoon, but I don't see any reason why that should be a barrier to them
not at all
using it for Bond 24.
Can I hear it, Sam?
Yeah.
Can you just press play?
Yeah, I'll just press play.
Something has appeared. Spectre isn't here to play. Evil all around. A hero must be found today. Big and strong, runs quite fast. Craggy face, cold blue eyes, wears a tux and is a spy. He's doing secrets of Inspector. Gadgets in a little black suitcase. On his looking tough Inspector. Scary place. Good luck to you, James. Time for him to use Inspector. Gadgets that he got from you, thanks Q. Quick martini to Inspector. Now he's shooting, fighting, so exciting. Wait for a sec. He's gonna have sex now. Who's in heaven? Whoops, she's been shot.
She's dead.
So back to the action. Up below 7. Fight Christoph Waltz, Inspector. Bad shit's going down all around. Doing some assaults, Inspector. Now you've made Bond angry. Don't upset him.
I'm going to shoot you now.
And they're down. Ah!
Victory for Bond. James Bond.
I thought it was something funny. I think we discussed this the other day.
Okay.
I can't wait to review a film which stars Hilary Swank, which she's really bad in it, so I can say Hilary's wanking it.
That will be a red letter day for film chat.
That has nothing to do with what we discussed in the podcast. But I'm just waiting. Also, another joke I'm keen to make, but it won't work on radio, is reviewing Jurassic World and saying terrified or terrible, but with a silent P at the front, like pterodactyl.
Right, that will be your online review.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about when Jurassic World comes out, we'll get Katie to do the review.
Yeah.
And then she can just do a long monologue. And at the end, I'll say, clever girl. What do you think?
Sounds a bit pervy. But I'm all,
a little patronising. A little creepy.
What other films are coming out? We can think of clever ways to review them.
You've got 30 seconds.
That'll be a project for during the week. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll think about that later. We very urgently have to wait the podcast now. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Film Chat was written by a man and directed by a woman.
How did they get along?